Welcome to day 4 of the Out of Being You challenge. How has it been going so far for you? How has the alignment day gone for you? Did you had the chance to actually feel and really feel the shivers and the vibration of the words you were speaking, or did you have difficulties with that? Because I understand it's a very tricky thing, because we have never been taught how to properly feel. We are taught how to think, we are taught how to structure, how to be productive and all of that, but most of us don't really know how to feel. We don't have access to our body, to our feelings. So I just wonder, how was it for you? Were you able to really tune in, or you were just speaking words and found yourself kind of tricking yourself into that? I'm very curious about your experience, so maybe you can let us know in the comment and share. And if you have any tips on how did you access, I'm curious to learn from you even. How did you access those feelings, if you did? And if you didn't, what happened? Why weren't you able to access? What was happening? Was your mind too loud? Weren't you able to surrender to the experience? What happened? I'm very curious about your experience. And it's very important that we learn to feel, that we learn to really feel ourselves. And it's a process, it's a practice, it takes time. If you've never been taught how to feel, you cannot just learn it and do it in a fragment of time. You need to practice that. You need to start sitting with yourself and really diving within yourself and begin to experience what it feels like to feel. So maybe practice in the beginning, just begin to feel if you can. And if you don't, keep trying, keep allowing yourself to feel. How do you feel? What does it mean to feel? How does one feel himself? How does one feel emotions? Well, the most basic thing you can do is literally, truthfully, do absolutely nothing again and just observe, just listen. Just try to close your eyes and to really feel what is present, what is alive inside your body, what sensation. Just think of, and I'll bring it a very weird example. Now imagine that you have to go to the toilet, that you have to take a big poo, right? You know how that feeling feels. There is this big poo inside you that wants to go out. So you know how the feeling feels. If you burn your hand, if you do something physical, you know how it feels to feel. So you know how to feel. It's just allowing yourself to experience that. Another thing that can help you to feel is touch. If you want to feel your body, then begin to touch yourself. Begin to touch yourself like so softly, so gently, that you can feel your body, you can feel yourself. If just being there with your mind is not, you're not prepared enough for that, then use your mind. If I say feel your heart, maybe just touch your heart and begin to observe what happens when you bring your hands on your heart. What happens when you touch yourself, when you touch your body? That's feeling. It's you experiencing sensations. Feeling is you experiencing sensation. And you have the power to experience sensations because you're a human and we are having a sensory experience. So you have the power to experience sensations. So just allow yourself to dive into the sensations, to dive in the sensations of your body, of your mind, of the feelings that lives within yourself. Now, let's jump into the next phase, which is expansion. Expansion is a very tricky phase, and it's a transitioning phase. It's a bridge phase. So in that sense, it's what connects us from alignment to embodiment. It's that bridge that allows us to walk through the next phase, to walk to embodiment, which is the final goal, is the final destination, which is actually always just a new beginning to become more aware of yourself. But expansion is that moment that will naturally happen in every process we try to do when we are actually confronted with that moment of being asked to perform the new version of ourselves. We are asked to embody, to do, to walk like the version we were trying to align and rewire and become aware of, right? So the moment you have become aware of yourself, you have shifted the frame, you have shifted the narrative, you have felt the feeling of leaving that version of yourself, of leaving that narrative, of leaving that new reality. Once you feel the feeling, then you're asked to expand into that version of yourself. And that expansion process is painful, is uncomfortable, because expansion by definition, in essence, as a phenomenon, is always a stretching. It's a stretching, a breaking up, a cracking up of something. To expand, you need to go through this process. And I'll give you an example with my life. There has been, you know, life is a cycle, and there is always these moments where you're asked to be more aware of yourself, and moments where you're asked to change something, and moments where you're asked to expand into the new version of yourself. And I remember that moment in March this year, March last year, when this March hasn't happened already, I was expanding too far. In March last year, I remember I was in Costa Rica for one of my retreats, and I was feeling this duality. I was feeling like my life had been so intense, like so, it literally had tested me in every way possible. And I still was feeling so expansive. I was feeling like there was some deeper knowing that I knew that all these struggles that I was facing, that all these uncomfortable feelings that I was facing, there was this deep knowing that I could know that I was actually expanding, because I was doing things I had never done before. And all this intensity was actually me really cracking open and expanding into a new version of myself that required me to think differently, to act differently, to lead differently. For the first time, I was asked by myself to really guide people in big groups and to be that guide. And so I found myself in the need to expand into that new version of myself. And that happened several times. It always happens over and over again. Even me talking on stages, talking here right now on the course, it's all an expansive process. Life is always expanding. It's always that contraction and expansion, like our heart, like our breath, like the seasons, like the sun, the earth. Even the earth is continuously pulsating. Even our blood, everything is a continuous pulse. The universe is probably just also expanding and contracting. This is the nature of life. So to learn how to navigate the expansion process and how to not break in the process, but actually crack open and expand, that's what we are going to learn in the course. And the beginning to do that is really to understand how fear and doubt and trust really works. Like your edge, that tender edge that you meet when you're about to embark to embody a new version of yourself, is not warning you to stop. It's asking you, will you finally step in? Will you finally step in into the version of yourself you were envisioning for yourself? So when that fear arrives, when the doubt arrives, that's actually the sign that you're about to step in. That's the resistance of the next level, which I'll be talking about this concept in the course. In that sense, let's put it in a cinematic perspective. Fear is the smoke at the doorway of the new self. If your new self is a room, and there is a door you have to walk through so that you can enter that new version of yourself, then fear is this smoke and fire and wind that is right in front of the door. And you have to go through that smoke, you have to go through that fog to enter that new version of yourself. So we'll learn in the course, in this process, how to navigate that fear, how to navigate that doubt. And for me, it all goes back to trust. How to access a trust frequency. What is a trust frequency? The trust frequency, I do believe that probably the biggest task here that we're asked to do is to trust, to surrender and to trust that all of this maybe has sense, that all of this maybe not doesn't have sense, but that you just trust. You just trust that there is something. You just trust that there is a meaning. You just trust that there is a path for you. You just trust that you trust yourself. You just trust. Trust is a very powerful frequency to embody because it allows you to keep moving forward. This life also requires a bit of faith, maybe something greater is guiding you and is protecting you. And if you have that faith, if you have that trust, it makes the process easier. And it's not about if you believe, if you're religious or not. There is a very specific reason why in all societies, why in all eras of time, in all human communities, we have gone back to this higher thing. Because we need that. We need that to trust that there is something in the end of this game. We need to trust in something for us to surrender and to live this experience. So trust is a very important role and a very important plays a very important role when it comes to expanding, because you have to expand that you're not breaking. You have to trust that you're not breaking. You have to trust that you're cracking open, that you're expanding, that you're about to see a new version of yourself. And that requires deep trust. And we'll see how to trust in that process later on in the course. But what I can say is, what is the difference between someone that is trusting and someone that is not trusting? What is a trust frequency? How do you maintain a trust frequency? You see, to maintain a trust frequency is not to not have doubts, is not to not have fears, is to keep walking step by step. Even like the difference between someone that's actually embodying trust and someone that is not that they don't trust. In the mind, in theory, we can trust. I trust that I can do it, right? Maybe there's two people at the same time. They both trust in their mind that they can do it. One says, yeah, I can do it, I trust. The other one says the same, I can do it, I trust. What really makes a difference, what really is to maintain a trust frequency, is the moment you are both confronted with a challenge that is going to give you the confidence and the skills to embody the new version of yourself, the difference is that if you stop and you feel, no, I'm so afraid, there's so much fear, I'm not ready, and you contract back, then you're not trusting. This is not trust. Trust is, look, I'm so afraid, so desperately afraid, I'm doubting myself fully, but I still trust, I still go, I still move forward, I still jump, I still take the leap. That is trust. That is the trust frequency. Because trust doesn't only stay in your words, it stays in your action. If you're able to trust and jump, that's trust. That's the trust frequency. And that's when the reality will open up for you, because you're ready. Now you're ready. You're trusting. And the path will, the new version of yourself will be born in the moment you allow yourself to trust. Just like a seed doesn't break because it's failed, a seed breaks because it's open, because it cracks into new life, because it becomes a tree, because it's ready to become something new, something different. Just like a caterpillar does not die in the metamorphosis process, it trusts that it will come out as a butterfly on the other side. And that same natural innate trust is what we need to expand into the new version of ourselves. So maybe you can begin to ask yourself some questions, such as like, what excuse have I been repeating that sounds wise but keeps me small? If I wasn't afraid of breaking, if I wasn't afraid of failing, what truth would I walk towards? And what would my life look if I allowed myself to fully crack open? What would happen if you allowed yourself to explode, to expand, to crack open, to experience the expansion? Because the expansion is painful. Even in your heart, when your heart expands, is painful, paradoxically. Even though it's the most loving, the most amount of love you've ever experienced, it is painful because your heart is expanding, and that's so much more intensity. And you're training your capacity to handle love, to contain love, to feel love. And that is what allows you to expand into the new version of yourself, into a more liberated, a more authentic, a more expansive, a more expressive version of yourself. So when it comes to expansion, the practice that I would love for you to try today is to just, every time you're feeling that sense of contraction, every time you're feeling those fears, every time you're feeling those doubts, just find your own words, your own sincere motto, slogan that allows you to trust, to bring yourself back to trust. And I will share mine with you. This is what I do. This is what I think and feel. Not just think, but feel. Remember the alignment. That's what I think and feel every time I'm doubting myself. Every time I'm fearing the moment. I'm fearing the experience. What I do is I close my eyes. I breathe deeply. And what I say to myself is, I am guided and protected. And I breathe that so deeply. And I repeat this until I really feel it in every cell of my body, until I feel it in every particle of my body, in every bone, until it's so deep that there is no question. I am guided and protected. And it doesn't matter who is guiding me. If it's God, if it's the universe, if it's myself, if it's my body, if it's my inner trust, whatever. I don't care who's guiding me. It's not about who is guiding me. But I am guided and protected. And with that trust, this is the sentence that allows me to walk my path. And every time I find myself in a situation, I trust. I close my eyes, I'm like, I'm just guided and protected. And I trust that whatever will happen in that moment will either allow me to step into the new version of myself or give me the challenge and the skills needed for me to learn how to be that version of myself. It's either I win or I learn. There's nothing to lose. You lose only the moment you don't allow yourself to experience. Sometimes it's that the failure, not allowing yourself to experience something. Because when you allow yourself to experience 100%, you will gain something from it, which is a lesson, which is a perspective, which is a new skill maybe. So your cracks are not your breaking. They are the birth of who you really are. So allow yourself to crack open. Allow yourself to break through the limitations. How do you break a limitation? If not through breaking that limitation, if not through breaking that version of yourself, if not through allowing yourself to die, to let go of that version of yourself so that you can begin to experience the new one, the more liberated one. So thank you so much for expanding with me in this process. And during the course, I will share much deeper practices on how to really expand your system and perspectives on what it feels like and what it means to really expand from different points and different perspectives. For now, for the day four, it's everything. I'll meet you tomorrow with the last day of this challenge with embodiment, the last phase, which simply means you fully living and learning to live the truth, live the path you're talking about. So I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for joining today as well. And let's keep going. Let's keep growing. Let's keep expanding into the new version of ourselves. Let's keep expanding into the art of being us, the art of being you. Thank you.